I'm Andrew with James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Friday, August 11. Coming up, state-of-the-art laser machine donated to Kingston Public Hospital, 2,300 youngsters employed on the Youth Summer Employment Program, and Caribbean Maritime Merchant Marine Cadet Corps to become first voluntary firefighting and rescue service. The news in detail after this message.
If I cancel them, you all, make sure you go get them tagged. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tag it and trace it.
Do you know where the beef that you're eating came from? NATES is the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. The NATES tagging project will help protect our food and support our farmers.
Tag it and trace it. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
Now the news. Patients affected by the eye conditions glaucoma and cataract will have improved access to corrective surgeries at the Kingston Public Hospital, KPH. This after the donation of a state-of-the-art laser machine to the facility by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Global Charities. Valued at $70,000, the machine provides specialized laser treatment for medical conditions within the anterior segment of the eye. Chief Executive Officer at the KPH, Errol Green, has expressed gratitude for the new equipment, noting that it will go a far way in providing essential ophthalmic services for the hundreds of patients that access the hospital's services.
Laser will go a very, very far way in speeding up the waiting time for surgeries, and the end result will be an enhanced quality of life for those who use the service.
Mr. Green was speaking to JIS News at a ceremony to hand over the laser machine at the hospital's downtown Kingston headquarters earlier this week. Some 2,300 youth have received employment under the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development's Youth Summer Employment Program. Participants will be employed over a four-week period and will be paid $8,000 each week. The exercise will run from August 14 to September 8. Speaking at the launch of the program on Thursday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the work to be conducted by the youth is critical to the government's service delivery.
The task that you are going to do is to see which streets don't have street signs. The other thing is that we want to know which street lights are out so that we can better provide the service for the community. That will be part of the job that you will be doing.
The initiative also falls under the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope Program, which provides educational and job opportunities for young people not employed or enrolled in school or program of training. The Caribbean Maritime Merchant Marine Cadet Corps, CMMCC, is to become the first voluntary firefighting emergency and rescue service in Jamaica. The initiative has been enabled through partnership between the Jamaica Fire Service and St. John's Ambulance Service and is geared at intensifying volunteerism in Jamaica.
I'm proud to announce that the Caribbean Merchant Marine Cadet Corps, they will be trained and certified at IMO standards in first aid and firefighting.
Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry. The CMMCC, headed by Captain Johnny Pertell, is in schools across Kingston, St. James, and Hanover, with over 450 cadets listed. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is calling for increased partnerships between local government authorities in the Caribbean region. Mr. McKenzie says he is hopeful that the visit of Chairman of the Mayaro-Rio Claro Regional Corporation in Trinidad and Tobago, Mayor Glenn Ram, who arrived in the island on Wednesday, will foster increased technical cooperation among regional local government regimes and strengthen local government practices in the region.
There is a lack of coordinated effort between countries in the Caribbean that actually practice local government. But we are hoping out of this visit from Mayor Ram over the next couple of days that we can forge and develop the stronger bond of local government fraternity.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. Mayor Ram arrived in Jamaica on August 9 for a five-day visit as the guest of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development. During his stay, the mayor will visit the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OTPEM, meeting with the mayors of Kingston and St. Anne's Bay and with representatives of the Social Development Commission, SDC. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.